Carl, we have as guest today Paul Howard, the son of Mo Howard, one of the famous Three Stooges.
Yes.
We have Frank Basile, a producer extraordinaire. His company is called Fresh Produce, and he has produced a nine-hour collectible DVD set packed with never-before-seen footage and photos of the Three Stooges performing from their private lives all the way to their public persona. This will be available as a collectible set at Target stores on May 31st. So let me first welcome Frank Basile, the producer of this. Frank, what gave you the idea to start all of this?
1962, my mother took me to see the Three Stooges in the Bronx, Parkchester. They had had an amazing comeback due to television. And just from that moment on, I mean, I couldn't believe there they were, right there in front of me. And I had a lifelong love affair. Always wanted to do something. There's never as comprehensive a documentary on them done. And I was fortunate enough to approach the Howards, Paul, and his sister Joan, and they agreed to cooperate, and off we went. It took about 7 years, completed the last year with the partnering with C3 Entertainment that owned the brand of the Three Stooges, and we're very happy that we did it. And
this is a set that they can buy at Target, which is an interesting way to open up your marketing strategy. Will it ever get on television or cable or any of those places like that?
Yes, we believe so. You know, they call it infiltrating the programming grid. It's harder with nine episodes.
Uh-huh.
But with video on demand, and the television climate is changing so quickly now anyway, we know we're slated for Hulu, that kind of thing, and big box stores in the fall.
I think you're going to do extraordinarily well, and I'll tell you why. There's such a cult on the Three Stooges, and a wonderful cult, a fun cult. For those of us who remember them on television in the 60s, but they picked up a generation of kids, and they have a college following. Trust me, you should have a good time with Target. They'll find you. They'll find you. Believe me, they will.
Paul Howard, what was it like being Mo's son growing up?
Well, Roland, it wasn't easy, believe it or not. I was very insecure as a young man. I didn't know whether my friends were coming over to see me or see my father. In fact, if somebody came up to me and said, Paul, what does your dad do for a living? I'd say, he's a meter reader for Pacific Gas and Electric. Now, to me, this is a serious thing because I that was an all-American typical vocation that a father would have, not an international icon.
Well, being an international icon, though, he's left a marvelous legacy of just sheer joy, the silliness of their slapstick, and it is classic vaudevillian slapstick. I believe they did vaudeville, did they not?
Yes, they did.
And they learned from the pros and the Jolsons and all, and they work with them. I know that. I remember seeing some stories about them when I was young, and they had that wonderful timing, that flair for just sheer silliness, which lets it go, as they say.
Do you have a favorite episode at all with your dad and your uncles?
I do have a favorite episode. It was one called Hoi Polloi. And believe it or not, the story treatment, as I understand it, was created by my mother. And whenever that was, 15 years later, that concept made its appearance in My Fair Lady. But
interesting.
Also, my father created a story treatment. He called it a Symphony of Punches, and it was made finally into one of the early features called Punch Drunks. And I love that one, too.
I remember that one.
I do, too.
That's the one where Curly kind of goes crazy. Was that the one where he heard three? What was
that? Pop Goes the Weasel.
That's right.
Did you ever try to emulate your dad?
Nope. No, nope. That would be the last thing on my list to do. I just wanted to be like my buddies around the corner, like Billy and Calvin and John.
Yeah.
These were typical All-American kids, and I wanted to emulate them.
Was your dad as funny at home or as he was on in the theater?
Through my experience, only on Sunday late afternoon when they would have gin rummy games with my father, the ladies and the men, he would tell jokes, and he was fabulous. He was funny then. Other than that, he was a very serious, impatient, anxious, nervous character.
You know, sometimes, though, that's the genius in them in many ways. My uncle was like that. He was a violin player, and he was, to the persona, he was one person, and to home, he was something else. Because that's who they really were. But when the cameras the cameras and lights went on, they were stars. They were there. They were in their mix, if you will.
Right.
They were in their mix.
You know, Frank, nine parts is a really long and complete, I would imagine, documentary on the Three Stooges. Can you give me an idea? What are you going to see in various parts?
It moves quickly, and you've got not only this amazing story of the Three Stooges, and of course, Paul's uncles are Curly and Shemp. There are six Three Stooges actually, and there's vaudeville. And since their deaths, you've got this very interesting arc, the story that requires nine episodes. And in order to show their ups and downs, too, and how the material changes through the 30s, through the war, the 50s, their amazing comeback, then the feature films, and then the postscript to that. The series moves very quickly, too. It always ends on some big question mark, too, some problem, a death, a challenge.
Could you pick it up item three and still enjoy it? Or?
You could. That would be the golden years, the Columbia years.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's Paul's story woven through this as well, who really wasn't admitting he was Moe's son and did not really jump on this until his 50s.
I must say, I went from denial to celebration, and now my wife has to kick me under the table to stop me when we have friends for dinner.
Isn't it always that way, though, when we look back? And the memories are always fond. But I would like to ask a question of Frank. Was there not, if I remember correctly, they were having difficulties adapting to the new environment of television? Wasn't there a question of that? Could you explain that?
It was a big problem.
There was a whole story about
that. It was a big problem in the 50s. And you know, the studio at that point, too, Harry Cohn, they made Moe comb his hair back and put suits on. They were a fish out of water at that point. What are these three? They were older at that point. They're very interestingly written shorts in the 50s, but they're competing with television now. And what's remarkable and ironic is that it was TV that actually triggered their comeback.
That's correct.
But there was a very, very low point, and Paul could tell you about it, when Moe didn't know if he'd have a job next year after 21 years of working at Columbia Pictures. They were kind of unceremoniously dumped. And then some guy had a bright idea to put them on television. Paul?
Well, from my point of view, I just recall that we had a beautiful, beautiful home in the San Fernando Valley with everything, all the amenities. And during this period, my father realized we couldn't afford this house anymore with a pool man and a gardener and other staff. And so we moved into a small apartment in Westwood near the UCLA campus where I was attending college. And it was a big change for me.
It's a remarkable comeback, though. One of the biggest ever in show business history.
And what kicked that off?
It was really television, a new generation, a rediscovery, and then the feature films, and then they've never really gone away.
No, they haven't.
Do you, Paul? Do you watch any of those old episodes to this day?
Yes, I do. Not that often, but about 7 or 8 months ago, I was invited to do my little presentation of sharing my memories in Warren, Ohio. wonderful, wonderful family. They took me into their home afterwards. Of course, my wife and I, we sat by the fireplace watching the DVD of the Stooges films. Mm. Three of us laughing on the floor to the point where I was losing my breath. I couldn't breathe. It was just a wonderful experience.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Paul and Frank, to stay over for another segment with us, because we're approaching the end of this one. And I'm sure there's so many other great stories as we talk about the new epic miniseries called Hey Mo, Hey Dad, a DVD set coming this spring.
That's fascinating. I can almost hear that music.
There you go. There you go. Do it, Carl.
Yeah. Hi, Larry. Hi, Mo. I love it. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith and our guests, Smith Sabatino, America Weekend, on the Envision Radio Networks. Please, as we chuckle, stay with us.
Harrison with you. Natural News is reporting that much of the natural soy protein used in foods, from your workout protein bars to baby formulas, is bathed in a toxic explosive chemical solvent called hexane. Hexane is a neurotoxic substance that's a byproduct of gasoline refining. Products such as Clif Bars, with the label made with organic oats and soybeans, are required by law to have 70% organic ingredients, but the remaining 30% can legally be contaminated with hexane. Not only is hexane used in most American soy-based products, but Martek Biosciences Corporation, which makes soy infant formula, suffered a wastewater explosion caused by hexane pollution. But fully organic soy products happily contain no hexane residues. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A two-time All-Star who played for 8 teams in 14 Major League seasons, this outfielder was known for breaking up Dave Steeb's perfect game in 1989 with 2 outs in the 9th inning.
And Roberto Kelly has broken up the Dave Steeb perfect game bid.
So where is Roberto Kelly now? Roberto managed in the minors for a few seasons after his retirement. In 2007, he became San Francisco's first base coach, where he did something he never did as a player, win a World Series. But Roberto had a scary moment during the 2012 postseason.
Roberto Kelly was hit by a ball earlier today during BP and was escorted off the field.
Nice to see that Roberto Kelly is doing just fine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.